The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
And a good morning, everybody, on this 12th day of August 2022. As we get ready to head into a weekend, here's something that's kind of wild. One of the things we'll cover, there have been yesterday developments, last night developments, overnight developments in the raid and what President Trump thinks about the warrant and whether he wants it released, and we'll cover all of that. But there are other interesting things that I've been keeping track of this week, and one of them involves the fact that the weekend is already underway in some places, in some school districts. Quinlan, I believe, Mineral Wells for sure, because last night Channel 8 did a story. And I think it's to attract more teachers, because we apparently have some big honking teacher shortage for some reason. And so the kiddos in Mineral Wells, their weekend is underway. So at some point today, we'll engage in a little bit of 4-day week talk, and whether that's something we want to do, or I mean, good Lord, does that mean I'd have to do this on Thursday and Friday? Well, I don't know. I'll tell you what, right now it's just one day, and that day is Friday.
Wow! I feel good. I feel good. Ow! I feel good.
I feel good.
I feel good.
You want me to say I feel good?
I feel good.
I knew that I would not.
So good. So good. I got a year.
I am moving into the weekend to borrow a birthday from tomorrow. The great Dan Fogelberg would have been 71 tomorrow, passed back in 07, loved him my whole life. From a great album called Souvenirs, Part of the Plan. Might as well let Dan get to the hook. Singing along is permitted. What a songwriter.
One day we'll all understand. One day we'll all understand.
It was the album after this called Captured Angel that was probably my favorite Fogelberg work. So we move forward into the weekend. Dan Fogelberg's 71st birthday tomorrow. All righty. So no matter what your weekend holds, I hope it's filled with blessings, filled with good things, and what's the old saying? They say that may you be lucky enough to live in interesting times. And these surely are those. Interesting is a double-edged sword. Some things can be interesting in a positive way. Some things can be interesting in a negative way. This infernal raid continues to intrigue. As long as there are more questions than answers, that's the kind of thing that makes something compelling. The contents of the warrant could become known as soon as today, like this afternoon, after a federal judge gave the Justice Department a deadline to determine whether President Trump supports or opposes unsealing that search warrant and the property receipt used by the FBI to search his Mar-a-Lago home. Trump said overnight that he heartily supports it. Release the documents now, was the Trump post on Truth Social at 11:40 Eastern time last night, 10:40 our time. In a pair of posts, Trump called the raid at Mar-a-Lago un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary. He said, not only will I not oppose the release of documents related to the un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary raid and break-in of my home at Palm Beach, Mar-a-Lago, I'm going a step further by encouraging the immediate release of those documents. There's a game going on here between Merrick Garland and Donald Trump. The fact that you had Merrick Garland out front in a brief statement yesterday, taking no questions, insufficient accountability, questions abound. He didn't want to answer them. And yes, there is that Teflon that you can wrap yourself in that says, hey, ongoing investigation. We don't answer a whole bunch of questions on the fly about ongoing investigations. Okay, that tends to be true. So, but they didn't stay completely mum now, did they? This was Merrick Garland feeling the heat, feeling the pressure, and getting out there to talk about, what was it, the unwarranted criticism on the integrity of the FBI and the Justice Department. Oh, it's completely warranted. It is completely warranted. Listen, there's still a lot of smoke to clear. There's still a lot to be learned, a lot to be divulged, a lot to be revealed, and some of it may come today. Our Monday show is going to be hot and happening, I guarantee you, as will today, I'm sure. And you may participate at 866-660-5759. Stuff from the week gone by, things in the overnight news, stuff from the raid, stuff from your life, 866-660-5759. But no matter how this plays out, you know, are there like, hot steaming nuclear codes in some of the documents? That's the thing they floated yesterday. The Trump legal team, which fans out across various talk shows. I've got one attorney named Lindsay Halligan, who was on with Jesse Waters last night. And another one, Christina Bob, who was on with Laura Ingraham, who said it was a weird moment. She said, well, I don't believe there's nuclear information in those documents. I don't believe. I love the Trump legal team, but this is probably an answer you'd like to have at the ready. But no matter how this particular raid and this particular warrant plays out, no one should be surprised at the waves of suspicion at the FBI and the DOJ. These are people who have doggedly, politically, personally persecuted Trump for years. And you got Merrick Garland out there talking about, you know, harumph, harumph, about people casting aspersions on their impartiality and professionalism. The rank and file people at the FBI are golden. The rank and file people, just the staffers, the attorneys, just the good people, the good hardworking people working and walking the halls of the Department of Justice and the FBI are not the problem. Problem comes from the top. The problem comes from the Attorney General. The problem comes from FBI Director Christopher Wray. And in mentioning those two, that means the problem comes from the tippy top. And that is Joe Biden. This is Biden's White House. And it lives to persecute Trump. It lives to destroy him. They're one of the main engines behind this January 6th nonsense. And this is their fingerprints are all over this. So there is no distancing from it. And that is why one of the truest narratives of this entire week is they'd better have the goods. They better have something profoundly important enough that it warranted this raid. Their job right now is to justify the raid in the court of public opinion. And I know it's that investigations and Department of Justice activities and FBI activities should not be run according to moistening a finger and testing the breeze and seeing what public opinion is. And that's not the way law enforcement works. But law enforcement has been so corrupted, and their bridges of trust have been so thoroughly torched by their own bad behavior in the recent past with regard to the dogged persecution of Trump, that they know that these institutions are in great doubt. And so Merrick Garland knows that, and that's why he was out in front of reporters yesterday. He's on defense. He is on defense. And we'll see how this all plays out for the rest of today and over the weekend. And like I said, the Monday show should be interesting. But you know what? That's not to take anything away from today's show, which progresses as soon as we thank God for the opportunity to do it. Lord, guide us and protect us as we face the challenges of each new day. We thank you every day for this blessed nation and for your hand in creating it. Fill our hearts with the energy to protect the freedoms which come from you, which our nation was founded to protect. Let us navigate these troubling times with a positive spirit, treating others as we would want to be treated. Lord, these are times of trial and challenge. Lift us as we follow your word and work for a better America, where our Constitution is honored, our schools are safe, our elections are reliable, our borders work, where we protect the unborn and fight for the meaning and the intent of the two genders you created, and where our differences are hashed out with honesty and goodwill, and our freedoms of speech and worship are protected. As we face each day's problems, give us the clarity to look around and cherish our many blessings in our nation, our great state of Texas, our communities, and our families. If we follow you, Lord, we know we can get through anything. We ask these things in your holy name. Amen. So, again, the overnight Trump post: not only will I not oppose the release of documents related to the un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary raid and break-in of my home, I'm going a step further by encouraging the immediate release of these documents, even though they have been drawn up by radical left Democrats and possible future political opponents who have a strong and powerful vested interest in attacking me, much as they have done for the last 6 years. Trump said the raid was part of an unprecedented political weaponization of law enforcement. And, you know, he believes, as do many, that all of this has as a goal to keep him from re-seeking office, continuing from his post. My poll numbers are the strongest they've ever been. Fundraising by the Republican Party is breaking all records, and midterm elections are fast approaching. This unprecedented political weaponization of law enforcement is inappropriate and highly unethical. The world is watching as our country is being brought to a new low, not only on our border, crime, economy, energy, national security, and so much more, but also with respect to our sacred elections. So all of this comes right after, of course, this magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart wrote an order on the Department of Justice's motion to unseal the warrant and the property receipt. It said, "The United States shall immediately serve a copy of its motion on counsel for former President Trump on or before 3 p.m. Eastern Time, August 12, 2022. That's today. The United States shall file a certificate of conferral advising whether former President Trump opposes the government's motion to unseal." It appears he will not oppose it. All right. So one of these attorneys, Lindsey Halligan, on with Jesse Waters, last night.
Right. It was an open door policy, pretty much. There was no issue with document compliance whatsoever. We had a good rapport, a good good working relationship with the Department of Justice, and they still executed this search warrant.
So now they're saying, oh, we're going to make the warrant public, we're going to make this stuff public. What do you expect to see?
Well, they're actually kicking it to President Trump's team to evaluate, you know, whether President Trump's team will be objecting to the motion to unseal the records or not. We didn't get much information from Merrick Garland other than his proud announcement that he personally signed off on this raid. But he did also allude to the fact that under the Constitution, no one is above the law. However, the power to prosecute people criminally rests exclusively with the executive branch. That means it's up to the sitting president to ensure that our criminal system does not unravel into retaliatory or political prosecutions of former presidents and other government officials.
Yep, and that's what it looks to high heaven like is going on. All right, 866-660-5759. So there's a raid update. Our visit with Mike Gallagher comes at 7:35. Let me take our first pause and then think about something. Here's a thought experiment. Ready? What if right now, today, Friday morning, your weekend was already underway? Ah, sweet, huh? But wait a minute. What do you do about who takes care of the kids? When I think about all these, some of these smaller town school districts are going to the 4-day week. Is that a wave of the future? Is that a good thing? Is that a dream come true for students, for teachers? or a nightmare for parents who have to figure out what the heck to do with the kids on a Friday. A look inside a school district that where the weekend has already begun. Next, 7:21. The most hackneyed go-to Friday radio song in America, a little 1982, a pretty good 40-year-old record. From Loverboy, Mike Reno and the boys working for the weekend. And the weekend, you know, for most, begins after whatever work you're doing today ends. What about, I think this is looming as an idea that some folks want to deploy. You know, in these times when we're looking at air conditioning and power needed to run buildings, the notion of a 4-day week instead of five, it apparently is designed to attract teachers as school districts move to a 4-day week. And last night on Channel 8, Adriana D'Alba took a look at Mineral Wells, where this morning, Friday morning, kids' weekends have already begun.
When you hear it,
y'all have a good weekend.
Your ears aren't fooling you.
Have a good weekend, bud.
It's goodbye for the week on a Thursday.
Y'all have a good weekend.
At Mineral Wells ISD, just west of Fort Worth, the weekend starts early.
You excited about that? Yeah.
This school year, the rural district switched to a 4-day week, giving teachers and students Fridays off, so they'll have a 3-day weekend.
I love it.
It's something new. It's different.
I think it's worth it.
That's Superintendent John Kuhn. He says last year, multiple teachers in his district left, choosing to teach at other schools offering a 4-day week.
We found that it was a more popular option than we would have thought.
So Mineral Wells made the switch. Districts across North Texas are struggling to find enough teachers. But get this, Mineral Wells ISD is kicking off a new school year with zero vacancies.
My staff is very excited.
To make up for the lost school days, the district started the year earlier and extended it by a week. School days are also going to be about 30 minutes longer, and an overwhelming majority of parents I spoke to today told me they like this change.
Everyone needs more balance.
Just spending more family time. We love to travel.
But other parents have voiced concern about childcare on Fridays.
Mm-hmm. I kind of had to schedule, you know, work around that Friday.
Parents still have the option to send their kids to school on Fridays. That's for students fourth grade and under. And kids will go home with meals for the 3-day weekend.
Ultimately, whatever we do, the goal is to do what's best for kids.
If the district's test scores improve, he says the 4-day week will stick around for good.
Yeah. Good weekend!
Boy, just a recurring issue. I don't know. You like this? You don't like this? Let's get through our Mike Gallagher Q&A on various things. Maybe Mike wants to weigh in on it. First of all, that'll never happen in our world. I'm going to be doing shows 5 days a week. The entire world, I mean, I presume, right? I don't know. But the thing about schools, and this is kind of crazy, what did Adriana say in there? That they'll be sent home with food for a 3-day week where it's a school's job to parents aren't able to provide food. This has always been kind of wild to me. I mean, obviously, if you're in school, you get lunch because you're in school. But the notion of breakfast, who can't put a bowl of oatmeal and a piece of toast in front of a kid before school? Has our family structure become that dysfunctional? And that answer is yes. All right, a couple of things that are always functional. Gordon Griffin in the newsroom heading in there next, and then our buddy Mike Gallagher with his Friday list of topics and stuff for us to bandy about on this Friday, August 12th. I'm Mark Davis, 7:31. Here's Gordon.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
I beg your pardon.
Well, it's time to make some history here, Mike. I don't think I've ever busted out with Baby Got Back on the show at all.
No, so you have not.
No, so there's got to be a reason. So hang on. Let me look. Yep. It is Sir Mix-a-Lot's birthday. Anthony L. Ray, born 59 years ago in Auburn, Washington, and the greatness, Mike, of Baby Got Back. That's a classic.
Did the Queen knight him? Is that why he's a sir?
No. That's right.
Sir royalty?
Sir Elton John, Sir Paul McCartney, yes. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Baby Back. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Baby Back.
Sir Baby Back. Listen, I'm still reeling. Why haven't you ever warned me about wrestling fans? I got in so much trouble yesterday.
What?
You ever been on the air all the years you and I've done this? Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Have you ever been run over by a freight train and you didn't really see it coming?
Probably at times where you just think you're going to mention something and it turns out to be so provocative that just you.
Freight train.
Right, share,
I got one email saying,
what happened?
You
what
son happened? Of a blank. You're the an elitist snob. You fat, white, privileged jerk. I mean, I got in so much trouble, and all I did was say, admit on air, I didn't quite understand Tyrus draping the huge wrestling belt over his shoulder on every single Fox News Channel appearance he makes. Now, I like him a lot. Right. I think he's funny and smart, and he's different, and he's quirky, and he's great. He's great for young conservatives. I like the guy.
Fills in on it the five every once in a while, and I always enjoy. For those that don't know, Tyrus is a former wrestler, a turned political commentator. But go ahead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, 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 no. You already misspoke.
Oh, Lord.
And let me tell you, I was schooled on this.
Yeah?
He's no former wrestler. He is a current wrestler, Mr. Davis. And he is in the NWA.
Is it? Oh, I'm sorry.
He's in the NWA. Oh. Listen, I learned all about this yesterday because my ears are still bloodied.
Yep.
I am. You remember when Trump body slammed Vince McMahon? I was body slammed by wrestling fans yesterday because they thought I was attacking Tyrus, and I wasn't. All I said was, "What's he doing with the belt
and
over
he's
his
still,
shoulder?"
He's, dude's got to be 50.
Well, he's wrestling.
He looks to be in shape. So okay.
Shape. I saw him walking. I walked behind him once. In an airport, it was like the total eclipse of the sun. This man is so big. He's huge, and he's a great guy. I love the guy. Oh, my gosh. You were making fun of him. How dare I heard the condescending, you're like the rest of the elites. What are you, Hugh Hewitt? You're looking down at us. Don't you realize wrestling fans are the salt of the earth?
Well, I know firsthand just from a life of being around them, and number two, Mr. Matt, running the technological angle of this show, is the fan of the ages and is a library of information about the history of this entertainment
And
empire.
So is my guy, Eric Hansen. Yeah. And I may bring Eric on. Maybe I'll bring Matt on one of these days.
For the full round table.
I remember. Listen, I was Pompero Furpo and Bobby the Brain Heenan.
I was Bruno Sammartino.
Bruno Sammartino. Yep. Listen, I lived it. I loved it. I'm not anti, but I didn't Well, now I got it. They explained it to me with great fervor and four-letter words. I was told it's displaying. It's a contractual thing, too, that they expect him to wear the belt in public, on public appearances. It's a great way to promote the NWA because, as I learned...
Which is the National Wrestling Alliance, for those who
need
the alphabet.
And it's the smaller... and it's like the mom-and-pop version. So Vince McMahon and WWE has kind of crushed... It's like they're like the Walmart of wrestling. And so the mom-and-pops, there's more the NWA. And listen, all I know is... my body has been broken. I've got Tyrus, we hope, at 10:05 today on the show.
Yes, I knew there was a payoff. That's awesome.
There's a payoff, all right.
My gosh.
Anyway, next time, if I ever open my fat mouth, remind me not to stick my foot in it with making people think I was dissing on Tyrus.
Oh, okay, not at all, man.
He is holy grail. All right, let's dive in. All right, this bouncing ball, Mark, I mean, I'm exhausted. All right, this is 3D chess, I guess. Now Trump overnight, after midnight on Truth Social, and he releases a statement. Release the Kraken. Release the documents.
Please, absolutely.
Put them all out there.
Yep.
All right. Now let me get this straight. They think he was stockpiling a nuclear arsenal in the basement of Mar-a-Lago?
Not the actual
was he brewing?
Nuclear.
Yeah,
no, there are no wars.
Was he brewing like a nuclear concoction?
There's no underground silo. There's no actual warheads, but they're wondering. But they're wondering if maybe there's some type of information regarding top secret nuclear stuff. That's the suspicion. What do you think of
and
that?
It would be a bad thing, I suppose. That would be bad if he's secretly hoarding the nuclear codes in the basement in Palm Beach. Yes, that would be a problem. Now, here's the problem with that. Okay, they were looking for that, they say. So let's go through this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me you saw the Merrick Garland hostage video yesterday.
All 4 minutes. Mm-hmm.
It was a hostage video. Mm-hmm. He was deer in the headlights. He barely blinked. He looked like there was a guy on the other side saying, read this script or else. And he's saying... Now they're the victim. Now they're being victimized, the DOJ and the FBI, because of all the criticism. But let me go through the scenario because you're the smartest guy I know. Let me go through this. Trump has a mole, obviously, at Mar-a-Lago. Maybe it's just, and the, one of the speculation of one speculation from the New York Times is that it's a Secret Service agent. There's somebody in his tight inner circle who is a mole, who's singing like a canary, claiming that these sensitive national intelligence jeopardized documents are in the basement at Mar-a-Lago. In the spring, DOJ subpoenaed Trump. We want these. They suspect he wasn't being forthcoming. They weren't being forthcoming. And the mole said he's got the nuclear codes down there. Says that. Who knows if they know or not? Let's presume in a normal universe, he doesn't have nuclear secrets in the basement of Mar-a-Lago, which, again, this is like right out of a James Bond movie, but let's go with this, all right? I'm looking for Dr. Evil and the cat on the lap, the skinless cat or the hairless cat. But let's, okay, so then they go in and they say, Judge, we need a warrant because we think he's got nuclear secrets in the basement, and he won't give them to us. Oh, my Lord, we got to get that. Merrick Garland signs off on it. Off they go. And then they release the documents today, but as I understand it, the affidavit, which and the list of sensitive national intelligence matters will be redacted. They're going to have to redact things that pertain to national intelligence,
which I would understand.
Which means, according to the NBC News analyst I saw this morning, we'll never know. We're never ever going to have a resolution. They were looking for something. So here's my question. This may never get resolved because it's quite possible they were looking for something really bad that they didn't find.
Right.
Well, then what? It never gets resolved. It's the never-ending cloud over Donald Trump's head, which, by the way, could very well be the point.
I've been following along, and you've arrived at exactly the place where we may wind up twirling in the breeze for the coming weeks and months. And that is correct. That if indeed there is serious, sensitive stuff that they actually were looking for and actually found at Mar-a-Lago, we're not going to know the specific nature of it because divulging it, releasing it would be a crime.
If they find it, they'll charge him. If they find it, if he has mishandled sensitive national intelligence nuclear information, they'll charge him. They will, and then we can go from there, and then we can make decisions based on that. The only way we won't know, Mark, is if they didn't find anything, and that would be the answer. The obvious answer would be they didn't find it. That's why they can't release it. If they're looking to charge him with a crime, there's no doubt about that. If they can't find what they were looking for and we never hear from it, he didn't commit a crime and he didn't do anything wrong.
What if, because they're true, so here's a what if. What if they say, we found something, it's bad, but it's so bad we can't tell you?
I don't think they can. Well, listen, ain't nothing going to surprise me anymore. Right. I guess they could do that, but it doesn't really seem logical because the purpose is to damage him politically. We know that. The purpose is to prevent him from running again. You can't go 2 years after his presidency and say, oh, by the way, now we notice there's some documents missing. Happens to be a few months before the midterms. Happens to be as he's about to announce for president. Everybody knows what's going on here. But at the end of the day, they are still trying to charge him. If they find something, they're going to charge him, and then we'll have that degree of resolution. If they don't, what bothers me is, if it's never reported, that means they didn't find anything. But millions of people are going to have that. He's still going to have that cloud over his head. I mean, this is sick stuff. Let's talk very serious for a moment. Yesterday, and I don't think we can look away from what happened in Cincinnati, Ohio.
I know.
Well, it's important because here's the evil brilliance of Merrick Garland playing victim and the screeching about criticism of this raid. They get to say your criticism of the FBI and the Department of Justice could lead to violence.
Yep.
Political violence. And then almost on cue, a guy shows up with a long gun at the FBI office in Cincinnati, leads him on a chase, gets killed.
Yep.
And he's and just for good measure, he's posting on Trump's Truth Social.
Yeah, thanks.
And he's posting, I'm going to go get the FBI. I'm sure they're going to find out all about this guy. Guarantee he's a Trump supporter. And that gives the beast, that gives the media, the left, the Democrats, the ammunition to say, see what we mean? And in a way, it's brilliant because it's an evil brilliance, but it's a brilliance. It's a tactic. The strategy is, how dare you say anything negative about the FBI? Look at what could happen.
Right.
Now
you and I are now that guy. We're that guy. Everybody's being conflated. Everyone saying anything
that's
about the FBI is that, well, look what you have wrought. Look what you have spawned.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Exactly. Now, none of us blame Bernie Sanders for the guy who wanted to assassinate all the Republican congressmen. And he was a Bernie Sanders acolyte.
Yep.
None of us wanted to. I mean, we don't do that. We don't act that way, but they do. And they do it because it's convenient, and they think they've got the scapegoat, and they've got the Teflon up that can protect them from scrutiny.
So it's so our choices appear to be to mention this, which you have done, and which I'm glad to do, and condemn it, which we obviously do. But as soon as I heard about this, I just went slump shouldered, went great. One Yahoo, just one Yahoo.
That's all it takes.
Hands the weaponry to the left to be able to say, look at those conservatives. Look at what that criticism of the FBI does. Look at that, to put the potential blood on all of our hands for our righteous indignation at the corruption of the FBI and the DOJ. So what do you think happens over what happens today? What are we talking about?
We're going to find out. Well, we're going to know what the contents are. I think to some degree, we're going to get some more clarity on what they were looking for. We're going to find and we're going to have to stay focused on big picture. The goal is to divide us. The goal is the chaos. They knew what they were going to get. They knew they were going to drop a 100-ton megaton bomb on everything. They knew that they were going to do this. And that's the goal. That is the intent. And we must never lose sight of that. We got to be so unified for November. We got to get the House and the Senate back. That's game one. That's plan one. Game on. We got to get the House and the Senate back. And I believe we will. Liz Cheney, the last poll that came out yesterday, she's down over 30 points in Wyoming.
I'm gaining confidence. That's a week from, or it's Tuesday, right?
Tuesday
of next week will be the Wyoming reckoning for Liz Cheney. And I was listening to you yesterday, and how many times have we said, in jest, for the last 6 months, could we have the election now? Could we please have the election now so that our righteous indignation is at fever pitch? The economy is terrible. And I don't ever want things to stay horrible so that our side can win. But you had a stretch of radio yesterday that gave me a little bit of a chill. And that is that with a slightly improving economy and gas prices that will probably continue to fall a little between now and the election, it's going to give the stenographers of the Democrat Party in the media culture the opportunity to say, hey, things are getting better. The whole Biden thing, it took a while, but his agenda is working. Look around. Things are getting better. Inflation's getting better. It was 0% for 1 month.
The economy is going to get better. Understand that. And
yep.
That's what I think it's wishful thinking in a way, in a sick sort of way, that the economy stays challenged right now because it shouldn't. And that's what's so frustrating to me when people are celebrating gas is $3.99 a gallon.
I know. Jeez.
Come on. Yep. I mean, there are people that are struggling and are fighting to pay the bills. And they don't give a rat's rear end about what documents Trump had in the basement of Mar-a-Lago.
Nope.
Great text message on the Pure Talk text line from Dallas-Fort Worth. The hypocrisy is so huge. How about the Supreme Court justices whose lives are daily in danger. Merrick Garland, that scoundrel, has done nothing about it. They didn't do anything to enforce the law against the protesters and the violent people outside the Supreme Court justices' home. They are filled with it. They are full of it. They're disgraceful. And listen, if this raid blows up in their faces and there is nothing, I think Ari Fleischer is right. Merrick Garland has to resign in disgrace.
These people know no shame. They know no shame. I don't think that'll happen. Merrick Garland and maybe FBI Director Christopher Wray, too. I'll believe that when I see it.
Out. I think they're out. I don't know. All right. Happy weekend.
Friday.
On the Fogelberg thing you played this morning, a tear to my eye. And the song you played.
Part of the plan.
Think about the, what was it?
Part of the plan.
What a spiritual song.
Yep.
Did you ever, I was listening to the lyrics driving over the Howard Franklin Bridge here in Tampa, avoiding the rocks. By the way, I had my ozone treatment.
Don't bury the lead. How did that go?
No problem. They took the blood out. They put UV lights on it. They did a hoodoo. The witch doctor did a he wiggled his maracas, and they put the blood back in me, and he says I'm good to go. So I don't know what that is. It was a high dose ozone and ultraviolet ray treat. I might want to try another doctor. Huh?
The Frankenstein imagery stayed with me all day. Here, Mike, here we go. Hang on. We're going to do it together to close out the week.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Have a good weekend. Love you.
Have a good weekend. Little young Frankenstein imagery to finish off the week. Mike Gallagher, today at 10 on 660 AM The Answer. So as we often dip back to the 40s, let's let Bing Crosby do the actual record we were just referring to.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on a Ritz.
So this is an old Cole Porter record from 1927. And in Young Frankenstein, the doctor, Gene Wilder, cobbles together the monster, played by the wonderful Peter Boyle, and they want to show how refined he is and how capable he is of interacting with high society. So they put him out on a stage to do this song and dance number. And, of course, the monster. It's just the greatest thing in the world. Just Google Young Frankenstein, putting on the Ritz, and enjoy and thank me later. Alrighty, 8 o'clock, Mark Davis, 660 AM, The Answer.
I had the whole...
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.